Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Emily Cole, City Hall reporter for the Jefferson City News Tribune. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Gary.
So earlier this week, the council met and had before them two proposals to redevelop the Missouri State Penitentiary. So let's start, first of all, let's talk about what the two proposals were before the council.
Right. Okay. So they've been considering two proposals since about December of last year. One of them is from a local company, Farmers, and it basically had two options. Both of them had a convention center next to the hotel that they're building on Missouri Boulevard. And then they would develop the MSP site into some sort of outdoor green space. So with one option, they would do just a park space with a larger convention center, a two-story one. And then the other one would have been soccer fields at MSP, a little bit more developed into a kind of an athletic complex with a smaller convention center to kind of balance that out. And then the Chesterfield proposal, which is a group based out of St. Louis that has a few different companies involved in it, had a little bit more development. It was all focused at the MSP site with several different kind of redevelopment areas, the first being a hotel, the conference center, and just some parking. And then it would kind of be further developed into three other different redevelopment areas, which could have included, they suggested mixed use, commercial space, residential space, a two-sheet ice arena that people were pretty excited about, and just some other different things. A museum, I think, was in there. So it had a lot of different elements that they proposed.
So they went through, they both, at the meeting, they had both of the developers at the meeting. It was a remote meeting, let's say,
right,
that first of all. During the pandemic, the council's been meeting by a Zoom meeting. So both of the developers presented their cases to the council, and then the council voted. So how did this come out?
So the council ended up approving a resolution in favor of the Chesterfield plan with a 6-4 vote. So they just got that majority vote, and they're going to go ahead and move forward with the Chesterfield plan, which doesn't necessarily lock them in. There's still negotiations to be had, but they're going to move forward with them.
Right. I've heard council members and the mayor refer to this as it's basically a dating process there.
You
choose who you're going to try to develop a longer-term relationship with here. And so they're not, other than they have selected one developer, at this point, everything is negotiable going forward.
Right. I've heard that metaphor as well, and I think they would probably call this the engagement phase,
okay,
where you're not committed yet. There's
right,
still a wedding to plan,
right,
you know. So,
gotcha, right. Okay, so let's go back. It was a 6-4 vote, and so looking at the roll call here, I have Fitzwater, Mihaljevic, Vogt, Kimna, Schreiber, and Ward voted for it.
Mm-hmm.
Voting against it were Wiseman, Graham, Hensley, and Hussey. So let's kind of talk about the reasoning, because during the course of the meeting, they sort of laid out their reasonings for why they were ahead of it, or were for it, or were against it. So so let's talk about those who were in favor of it. What were their, why did they choose that over the Farmer proposal?
Right. There was a lot of emphasis on the Chesterfield proposal having more options, being kind of a more mixed-use proposal instead of... A lot of them liked the idea of having soccer fields or a soccer complex in Jefferson City, but they felt like the MSP site was meant to be more of a mixed-use, more heavily developed area, including a conference center and different things that'll attract people to the Riverside area. And part of that comes from the original master plan that asked for something like that on that site, and as well as the real estate contract with the state, which when they gave the land to the city to be developed, they had some different uses that they proposed, including conference center, commercial, stuff like that. Athletic space or outdoor space was included in that, but I think they felt it wasn't meant to be the main focus of the site. They wanted it to be more heavily developed, and they felt the Chesterfield proposal did that.
Having watched part of the Zoom meeting there with them myself. I was also struck by a couple things that they saw that plan potentially, at least those six, suggested that there was a greater economic driver through that mixed use rather than just the one use of a athletic complex. The other aspect being, I specifically remember Councilman Schreiber, who, of course, is a former prison worker there at MSP when it was active, tour guide now at the MSP site. He was back in 10 years or so ago, was involved with the whole MSP redevelopment committee, and his talking about how those Sherritts that were developed as part of the MSP redevelopment commission really matched closer to the Chesterfield vision than it did the farmer vision.
Right, yeah.
So let's talk about the other side of it. There was the four who voted against it. What were some of the concerns that they raised?
So they felt like they recognized that the Chesterfield plan included more possibilities, but they felt like it was balanced out by kind of a financial risk on the part of the city, the community. It involves a lot more money. It involves some tax incentive programs. And just it's not as certain, they felt like, as developing it into the athletic field, which would cost a lot less money and had a lot less kind of complicated financial structure behind it. So they were just worried, I think, that the Chesterfield proposal just wasn't as feasible. And they were concerned about it coming in stages, a lot of them had mentioned, because they were worried, oh, we'd get stage one, but then the future stages wouldn't happen and it wouldn't be what we wanted. Or the ice arena that a lot of people wanted is not included in the first stage. It's, I believe, in the second one. And they were saying, well, all these people want the ice arena. What if that doesn't happen? And then we just don't have it. So I think they were just really concerned about it not happening, and not necessarily because of the developer, just because of the size and the scope of the project.
Yeah, it struck me too. And there was some discussion there about maybe a little bit of confusion or mixed messaging regarding if it was one sheet ice arena or a two sheet.
Yeah, the plan and everything that I've heard has said two sheet. I believe someone with the Chesterfield group who was part of the meeting said there is an option to make it a one sheet, which would bring the cost down. Mm-hmm. But I think it's still a possibility to do too. It's one of those things that they can negotiate as they move forward. So,
right. And again, that goes to, it's not necessarily a city financial commitment there for instance, the ice arena. I want to say that Chesterfield made points throughout their presentation, for instance, that they had talked to private developers, some even locally, for different pieces of those different later phases.
Right, right. Chesterfield won't develop all of the future phases. They're going to have a lot of third-party developers, which was another thing that concerned the council, I believe, the ones that voted against it, was just the fact that it wasn't all kind of set in stone, maybe, that they didn't know who was going to develop those future ones. So I think that was another concern they had. But yeah, with the ice arena, it would be developed by a third party, and then it would eventually be city-owned as part of the Parks Department, like the existing one is.
I see. So let's talk about this phase one project, because that's where we go next with the negotiations with Chesterfield and the council. So what's the price tag on this part of the project?
Right. So redevelopment area one, which would be the hotel, the conference center, and a parking garage, plus some infrastructure like streets and things. The estimated cost they have for that right now is $63.36 million. I want to say about half of that comes from the hotel itself. The other half is for the conference center and the parking garage.
Okay, so Emily, let's talk about phase one, because at this point, the council and Chesterfield are going to be meeting to talk about how this financially all comes together. So how much is the project for phase one going to cost?
Phase one has an estimated cost right now of $63.36 million. For the hotel, conference center, and some parking.
Okay. So when we have that pile of money that's expected, that $63 million, how much has Chesterfield said they're going to put towards it?
So during council on Monday, one of the councilmen, Councilman Mihaljevic, said He's expecting the developer to put forward about $27 million of that.
And then the city's portion of it right now that they have said that they would put towards this is tied to the lodging tax.
Right.
So how much of that would be going towards this $63 million?
Right. So the lodging tax is, it's a 7% lodging tax with 4% has been collected for a tourism fund, which most people has kind of been assigned to the building of this conference center. That's kind of the goal of creating that. As of right now, the full 4% tourism fund is about $6 million. But in their proposal, Chesterfield is asking for 2% of the lodging tax instead of the full 4, which would be about $3 million of that. And then instead they want the Convention and Visitors Bureau to dedicate about $60,000 a year for marketing and advertising of the conference center.
Okay. So just ballpark. Again, we're journalists, so we don't do math that great, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So ballpark, we're talking around $30 million that still is undetermined as to how that's going to be paid for, right? And that's the point of the negotiations.
That, yeah.
Chesterfield may have private developers. They may be asking the city to put in more money. I mean, that's the whole point of this, correct?
Yeah, there's a lot to figure out going forward, especially around financing in that first phase, because of all the phases, that first one is the most concrete, I would say, in terms of what's coming. Hotel. They already know it's going to be a Hilton hotel. They know there's going to be a conference center of a certain size. But figuring out where that extra money is going to come from, I think, is going to be the main focus.
Yeah, I mean, just as a resident and a reader and as a member of this community, I'm just curious as to how this will unfold, and certainly our future stories will seek to get these answers. But you know, Chesterfield implied they had spoken with local developers, for instance, and other developers for these later phases,
mm-hmm.
as or at least having these developers had expressed an interest,
right?
And so it will be interesting as this unfolds to see how that actually all happens, if this will be all part of this or if it'll be a separate piece that comes later after this phase one is locked down.
Yeah.
So, okay. So what are the next steps? Do we know yet when the council and Chesterfield will start negotiations?
So I don't know for sure when they'll begin, but I know that they have, according to the resolution that the council passed, they have right now until the end of the year, December 31st, to come up with that final agreement, contract, whatever you want to call it. Unless, if they get to a certain point and the council wants to extend that, that's a possibility. But as of right now, that's their deadline. So I'd imagine they'll probably start meeting pretty soon because they have a lot to go over in the next 6 months.
Right. Okay. And you will be there at those meetings.
And I'll be there as many as I can.
All right. Well, Emily, thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast. And we look forward to more stories from you regarding MSP.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks for listening. From time to time, we'll have outtakes and bloopers to share. Here's some from today's show. Today's special guest is Emily Cole, city editor for the Jefferson City News Tribune.
I'm not the city editor.
You're not city editor?
No.
You've just been promoted.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Becca, sorry about that. All right, let's try this again.
I think we should just use that. No, I can't stop laughing. I'm sorry. Okay.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.